Okay, folks, here, well, we don't have Jimmy.
Can you get Jimmy?
Jimmy or Ian.
Well, I'm doing the next part, but can you grab him?
So please,
I'm assuming he's right out there.
What are we going to do?
Unless they had a water break or something.
Are we moving on to stormwater?
We're moving on to stormwater operations.
Oh, water and sewer.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, our next part is stormwater operations, and so.
Yeah, I got it.
You got David's got this part.
Yep.
And go ahead, David.
I guess the slides might have been over. So, just to update council on where we are. So, obviously, council remembers we had a huge flooding issue back in September with the unnamed tropical storm or whatever it was. After that, we cammered all the outfalls to the ocean, and the mayor and I worked with DOT on the outfalls to the river and Matsu. The work on the ocean side is completely within our control, which is nice. And so working with the building inspections office, who's also our camera officer, we got permission to do some corrective actions in those. So following the camera, we picked the top three and worked with the attorney on a contract, and then added in section 10 is to approve amending that contract to add a fourth one that Jimmy and his team looking at decided needs to be done before the season. So that works about $444,000 once we amend that this afternoon. And that work is going well, so the first outfall is almost complete now, Jimmy?
Yeah, they actually made it through the parking lot yesterday, so it should pick up in speed.
Right, and I'll show some pictures of the next. If you haven't been down there, it's H Avenue. The citizens on both sides of that outfall or of that work were very happy with the work, and I saw them out there watching the work, so that is good. The rest of the outfalls would be in next budget year, and so Arlen and the staff are working with that, right? And I know, fortunately, the mayor and I don't know who went with you.
Connie did.
Connie have talked with our legislature, so we're hoping to get some support for that. So all these numbers need to be given to Alan so we can ask Charlie Miller for some help with stormwater. But next slide. So that's kind of...
Go ahead. On the stormwater, What is the Army Corps of Engineers going to be doing? I mean, next year, aren't they going to be replacing the outfalls, or are you talking about from...
They will, but that's only from the doom line. This is from the street. That's right. So
okay.
Here's two pictures. So you can see the street right there. This is the pipe to the left is before the replacement. So you can see that pipe was very deteriorated. It was also an 18-inch pipe. We are going to a standard 30-inch pipe across all the outfalls, so that's a significant.
That was only an 18-inch
yes,
pipe. Yes,
18. Yep. We had three pipes going into one 18-inch pipe.
Right. So.
Wow.
Lord.
So we've standardized all of our outfalls. The largest we had was 30 inches, so we did not exceed what we had already in place. And the reason we didn't do that is because there's not technically a permit that we can find on record about this. And so when we talk to CAMA, we're not upgrading. But at some of the sites, they are bigger. So I'll say that and then take that for what it was. So left is the previous pipe. You can see some damage as we dug it up, but it was also very deteriorated. Right is the new pipe. It is a 30-inch plastic pipe, which we should get 30 or 40 years of service. So the next public work directors and council will work on this in 30 years from now.
Mark that down on your list today, David.
I probably won't be here. Next slide just shows more of the work. This is the actual box. So as Jimmy was talking about, you had two large pipes coming into this is a collection box that then feeds out. And I'm sorry, I should have reoriented these so that they're better oriented. So on the left, you can see the street side. On the right, north is towards the beach. So the street side would be on the back side or the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. So you turn that 90 degrees. I should have done that. I didn't look at it. Well, but just so council can see, right? So We'll have four of those done before the season, and then the other nine, once the new budget starts, we will schedule that. Jimmy and I have talked it. Could that work happen in the summer, or will we wait until after the season? And we're going to get a feel for how fast they can do it. We would not want this to be closed for two weekends. Yes, sir.
You going to approach the remainings as one unit or different phases, different projects?
We haven't decided. First, we'll get it in the budget, and then we'll talk to you and Arlen about the best way to do that. All it's right. More efficient from a cost standpoint, but then Minnie Brooks, and we'll talk about that here in just a second.
Oh, yeah, okay, I recall that.
Right. So there's some issues around contracting that breaking it up makes it better from the contracting side, but not better from total cost side or staff work side, right? Jimmy doesn't want five different contractors doing these because then you're training five different people to interact in town.
So I'm not sure we want to tie up beach access points.
That's what we want to look at, right? So it's we want this done as soon as possible because of concerns with water issues. The only one that I would say we, other than these four, that we would definitely want to consider is on the north side. And then we need DOT for the Hamby Beach area. So we're going to talk about that two slides from now. So we'll keep moving. Next slide. Okay, so that was the outfalls on the beach. The outfalls for the Cape Fear River, all of those that go under Dow Road are owned by DOT. So North Carolina DOT owns all those culverts. The one to the north we feel comfortable with. So other than ditch work, which Jimmy will schedule as soon as Masu finishes their firework. So Ed, did we ever get when their season closes?
No, I reached out. I still haven't heard back from them.
So I believe they stopped their burning the end of April, but we'll find that out. Ed's working with them on that. As soon as they stop their firework, Jimmy and I will inspect all these ditches and then have a maintenance plan for them based off that. And the reason we're waiting until they finish is I know they've put stuff in at least one of the ditches with their cleaning and stuff, and I don't want to clean them out and then after they go back in there, they do something and mess.
You mean they're pushing debris into the ditch?
So if you look, go down to E Avenue and look, and F Avenue, you'll see where they did their cleaning and there's stuff in there that we will want to clean out. But I didn't want our guys cleaning it out before the burning was over.
Right, okay.
So the same thing could have happened in the K Avenue ditch on the other side of the road. So I've washed it. It is clear for April showers, so it's okay. There's nothing blocking it. But we don't want to invest contractor labor until they're done. That's just kind of me and Jimmy talking through the issues. But upsizing the culverts is a DOT Matsu thing. We just, the latest response with North Carolina DOT was us giving them more information they requested on March 20th. The mayor and I will be reaching out to them again next week because that's given them 3 weeks and they haven't said anything. So we got to keep pushing that forward. We have a easement right away for the K Avenue ditch. So once the burn is completed, we can go inspect that and then request and do any cleaning we need there. The midline ditch, we do not have an easement with. That's going to be a longer term thing. That technically doesn't drain any of our water directly, but it drains behind Settlers. So we want them to maintain that ditch. It looks pretty good from when I snuck back there about 4 weeks ago. There's still issues around the Dow plant that I think we need to get permission to address, but we do not have an easement, so we'll be working with Matsu on that. It doesn't block it, but that is the worst I've seen it in a while. I think after all that heavy rain, some stuff got in there, and then their fire clearing may have put some other stuff in there. It's still flowing now, but it is something that I think we want to address once we get permission with Matsu.
And I think dealing with that guy that we met that day, the gentleman we met with that day, that he's over the fire stuff.
Yeah,
he's got more common sense.
He does, and he wants to be a good player, but he doesn't have the power to let us do that. It's the environmental guys, so he will help us, I think.
I think so. That was my point.
And then Fifth Avenue to Davis Road. So there's a ditch that runs along the west side of Fifth Avenue then goes parallel to Davis Road, crosses Davis Road, and then goes to the river. When the FAA redid their ditches on Davis Road, they end up causing a problem back there. It is free-flowing as well, but it needs some regrading and outfall repair work. So it's almost to the river where there's an underground culvert that has basically been overwashed and has some issues. We will get MASU approval for that as soon as their fire is done, and we'll be doing some money for that. I believe all of this will fall into Jimmy's current budget, but Arlen and him and I will look at that, and then we'll let council know if we need a budget amendment. But we will do that before hurricane season. So all of the ditch work clearing will be done before hurricane season. And then any upsizing would be hopefully paid for by DOT because it's their culverts. But that could be a year or two process. I don't know if the rest of council saw the email from MASU to the mayor and I. I can't remember if you were copied or if I forwarded it. I just can't remember, but they basically listed like 9 organizations that have to sign off before this would happen. And DOT's got to start, say they want it first before any of those organizations can sign off. We told them we're signed off right now, so we're working through that. Any questions on the outfalls? Okay, next slide. So you can see we're spending about $1.5 million on getting water out of town, both to the west and to the east. Now the system evaluations. So area north is previously Hamby Beach. We've got the scope of work defined. I talked with the attorney this week and then I talked with Arlen how much we spent on the last survey. It will exceed the Mini Brooks requirements. So the first thing Mini Brooks requires is you have to solicit parties to give qualifications, and then you have to go through the qualifications and pick one, and then you ask for pricing, which is really weird. The attorney and I had a great conversation about that maybe next time we do cigars we can talk about. But anyway, so we have a Mini Brooks requirement for this. It's over $50,000, so we can't just waive it. So next week we will be reaching out to engineering firms with our scope of work and saying, give us your qualifications. The attorney and I talked about that, so we'll put it on our website. We'll reach out to the two firms, the one that our engineer went to and the other firm that has all our data, as well as if I can get guidance from the attorney or the finance officer where else we need to put it. We'll solicit all next week, so we'll get that scope work finalized and up. By Monday, I'll send it to council this weekend. And then if we solicit for a week, then we can go through that the following Monday, the qualifications, and then we can request pricing after we pick the firm. That's how I understand it. Is that correct, Mr. Attorney? He stood up, so I may have said something wrong.
No, what you said was right. The timing is what I'm focused on.
Okay.
You're right, the Mini Brooks statute requires a qualification-based system, source quality. It's an RFQ, request
right.
for qualifications, not an RFP, request for proposal. But the point I want to make is, even if it's an RFQ, there's a process that we go through. It's a comprehensive document, somewhat like, but much simpler than, a request for bids.
Right.
So when it hasn't been cobbled together yet, and it hasn't had legal review, so when you say we're going to do this next week, that gets my attention.
So can you send me the template, and I'll put the information on your template and get it to you over the weekend?
The template, you plug in the parts that I need, and I'll wrap it up after that.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So then my dates may be a little optimistic, so... for council. But the goal would be if
ASAP.
Yeah, to do a budget amendment if we have any information at the April 21st so we can get this going.
And if we need a special meeting, we can call it.
Yeah, and so if we have to, right, either permission from council to exceed, not to exceed, or something like that. I'll work with Arlen and the attorney so we can do that.
Can I just say one thing with all this, what we're really going to have to watch as I listen to this keep adding up?
Yep.
We don't have enough money in stormwater to do all this.
Right. And that's the next thing. So we're going to try to get some of this. The mayor and I talked yesterday through Charlie Miller and the legislators will be. So we won't exceed the budget until next year's budget, right? So the money we have in stormwater right now will cover the four outfalls, would barely cover the additional nine. So we, for these studies, it would be, okay, we're going to have to do a budget amendment from the general fund until we find out if there's legislative money or not. And that's just for council to be aware of, right?
I'll go into more when we get to the
level. Yeah. And so for stormwater, this is how we operate stormwater, right? So Arlen and I have talked about this. We build up a significant amount of money through our stormwater fees, and then we do large projects. After looking at what happened last fall, the right area to focus on is the restrictions at the end of the line first, right? And I know some of our citizens are like, okay, well, you should work on this pipe, you should work on this pipe. From the 152 houses that were impacted, the fact that if you look at them on the map, the majority were on 421 and Hamby Beach, the beach outfalls are what fixes that. Even the ones inland in the south part of town, the beach access fixed that. And then working with MOTSU and DOT, the issues in the neighborhoods were going to the river, and fixing the midline beach would help settlers and just north, whatever, I can't remember all the neighborhoods right now, Bethany, you might have to help me. Along Settlers, past Beach Walk, the next one is?
Curry Beach Village,
and then the next one after that is?
Curious States,
I think. Well, it's one over, but because of the water coming over those roads and the fact that they were plugged out going out, that water came downhill on the other way, right? So the outfalls is the right action. When citizens are approaching you about what are we doing about stormwater, we are spending over $1.5 million in our budget this year and next year to address that. And we're working with the owners of the riverside. So I know at the stormwater meeting we had citizens there. I forwarded you the petition. We talked to those citizens. The mayor and I talked yesterday about, hey, you should be having a more formalized answer to that, so I'll work on that and send it to the council for your approval before I send it out. They did not leave an email to respond back to, but I'll go back through the petition and see if, here, inform us since I generated the petition. So I've not taken any response other than at a stormwater meeting talk to the citizen that gave us the petition. So I wanted to make sure and update you that. But this is the path forward that I'll put in that email. I'll take the dates out because the attorney says I'm too optimistic, which is fair. I am optimistic, but I do stuff fast.
I just suggest,
because that's just my nature.
I accused him of the same thing, Jim.
Yeah, fair enough. So any questions on stormwater? We're building it in the budget, so you'll see it in the budget process, but I thought it warranted a special one, discussion in this process, and two, so the citizens will see where we are.
Beth's going to have this to post with the minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Beth, you might want to let me put the dates and say these might adjust based on attorney's input, right? So maybe take out solicit bids and just take out the dates.
Okay, I will.
Actually, I just have one question. The collection areas for the outfalls on Fort Fisher, any of that get covered by DOT? I mean, I know we have responsibility.
I mean, so they work with Cameron them on us, but they were very clear that these aren't our responsibility.
Right.
Not at all.
They have two outfalls that they're responsible for.
They said they were responsible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one, the big pipe that goes out that services Hamby Beach.
Yeah.
That's the one that I sent more information to them about. And the one just south of the Riggins, yeah, out of town limits, that goes by the rocks.
That's
on the
all
north
the
side
DOT
rocks.
Has? That's it?
That they're
the rest of them they consider are ours. Yep.
Yeah.
So that pipe at Alabama there, that services Hamby Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And part of Wilmington Beach. All of 421 flows both ways to that pipe.
Okay.
And they haven't done any maintenance on it, in my knowledge, in the last 15 years. So we're going to camera it because it's some of our citizens. So Jimmy's got it on his list to camera. But once we camera it, we're going to tell them, hey, either this is good or this is not good. And then I don't know what they're going to do it. And they don't, I mean, they ask questions about it because I think they sort of know, but they don't totally say that, yeah, this is definitely ours. So I don't know, right? I mean,
it may take a meeting.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
With the division engineer, you and I got.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
what's this?
I mean, it's on their radar because that's the only one they ask for extra information of when we're working with them. So they have some knowledge, but when you ask them, they're very squirrely about it. Just like when Jimmy and I were down there, they were cameraing at H Avenue, and their camera broke through one of the pipes. They were like, well. And Jimmy was like, well, if the road falls in, one, it's your road, and two, you're going to fix it. So he did a good job with the on-site guys, but yeah, they're very interesting about that particular issue.
And the town does also help out down at the Riggins. I mean, we do maintain it. We do jet it. We don't let it stay clogged up.
Right, exactly right. So
is that our water going out through
there? No, it's the curve.
It's the curve. Okay.
Yeah, it's right there, the curve. That's what it services.
Yeah.
And that's the lowest spot down that way. If you remember during the big storms, that's where it gets really deep.
Why don't we look at our schedule, David, and try to set up a meeting with the division engineer.
Okay.
And just not take them out on site. Let's just get them in a room. Let's just have a conversation with them about what's their, because these things are their responsibilities, not ours.
Okay.
So we'll look at our schedules.
I will.
And do that.
Okay. Definitely do that. Any other questions on stormwater? Did I do okay, Bethany? Jimmy, did I do okay?
Sir.
Yeah, just making sure.
So Kim, I didn't have any problems with all this work we're doing?
So far, they haven't.
We are repairing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I am working on. We had an exemption for it.
Right.
When I learned how much it was going to be impacting the dunes through the nice months, I realized we're going to get minor permits in place so that we don't have another issue like we did with the ADA access, where we're getting stop work orders.
Right.
So working on getting that. They have everything they need. They're a little short staffed, so I wouldn't be surprised if they come back with more stuff they want me to get, but I think we're going to be okay. We got the first four permitted, and then I'll do the remainder under one permit, and that should cover us.
Yep. And so staffs work really well together. I think the citizens, once they see the work, will appreciate it. At least the ones at the first access were very positive. We've had it blocked for... Started Monday.
They started Monday.
Yeah,
and they, it may be done.
The big tax, the parking lot will be opened up this weekend.
Okay, there you go. So Jimmy's did a great job. So if we can do them during the week, I would say we would keep working July 1st if we can get the contracts and everything done like we need to. As soon as the new budget goes in, we would just keep doing them. The others are not quite as bad, but they're of the same genre age-wise. We picked the worst ones. Basically, the lowest ones that were in the worst shape is how we picked it. So it was altitude and deterioration. I think, I'll see if there's another slide. I don't think there is. Cool. I'm Dylan Stormwater. Sorry we took up most of y'all's morning.
No, good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, Jimmy, was that everything? Harlan, we going to talk about water sewer fund now, or we going to talk about it?
Well, we just want to continue to hear from Jim. He can talk about, or we could just go on and just kind of do fund by fund, then we can come back.
Let's do fund by fund and let Jimmy rest. Give Jimmy a break a little bit.
Jimmy's been up since 4 this morning.
So that means...
That's police department.
Yeah, police and Brandon, Mike or Brandon?
It'll be me. Good morning, Mayor and Council. I'm going to go line by line with the increases that Arlen has up here, starting under the personnel-related costs, the increase of 1.6%. That is based off of the impending retirement of one of our officers coming up this summer, which will organically create some movement within the PD. This is kind of a, I want to call it a worst-case scenario projection. I don't feel like we're going to spend all of this, but we're, in addition to that, we're also opening up our second corporal position, so some of that's in there as well. But that's just based on the movement that will be coming up. We'll also be losing his salary as well, so we have a little bit of a savings there. Capital outlay vehicles, you see, has gone up 93%. That is because we did not request two vehicles last year. We are requesting two this year. The reason we did not request it last year is because we kind of did a trade-off. We were trying to put on a new position, create a new position, which we did. Historically, we have asked for two vehicles, and we're trying to get back on track with that going forward. We've got some vehicles that have got some age on them, particularly our reserve fleet, our spare vehicles. We need to get rid of some of those, so buying new vehicles to then allow some of our existing vehicles to go into that reserve fleet is what we're trying to accomplish. So that's why that looks like that's going up so much. Capital outlay equipment is the radar signs, which is $5,000 apiece. We're requesting 5 of those, as well as the $35,000 for the bollards. So that's something we may want to adjust there. I think we've maybe found a cheaper option with the water barricades, which should reduce that about $30,000. So we can make that adjustment if you want us to do that, it won't be any issue. The next one goes kind of back to the officer that is retiring, law enforcement separation allowance. There's really not a whole lot we can do about that. So. Harlan's got that budgeted in. You see the dues and subscriptions have gone up 510%. That's because typically we only budget for $1,000 of that. For that, this year we're budgeting for about $6,000. And that is due to the PBA, the Police Benevolent Association. That's basically $310 for each officer. They can subscribe to the Police Benevolent Association. It'll give them free legal fees for criminal or civil issues, concerns. It also gives them a built-in $10,000 death benefit should they die in the line of duty. Something we'd like to keep in there if we can, but we understand. Building maintenance, I'm going to lump these two together, building maintenance and contracts. The reason we've asked for more there is because right now we're at about 70 to 75% of our existing budget, and we feel like we're going to spend every bit of it. We're just trying to build in a little bit of play for next year, a little bit of a safety net for next year. We might cut it a little bit though. Travel and training, you see, is going up 18%. The reason we're asking for additional funds there is because the state is mandating additional training for firearms, which means we are essentially going to have to shoot twice the amount of ammunition every year going forward. So we need to be able to have a little more money to purchase that ammunition. Contracts is going up 4%. It's just contracts going up. Inflation essentially is all that is. Workman's comp insurance, Arlen, is that because we have the new officer?
Yeah, and that's still that's just a guess right now. We'll start the renewal process of that for all departments next year for workman's comp, or next week.
Pretty much it for us.
Any questions for Brandon?
No, sir.
What's your other option for the bollards, you said?
Some water barricades.
Water barricades.
Definitely cheaper. Yeah, we could do those and just they're so cheap, I feel like we could try them out for a couple of years and see if we like one. And then if we want to find another option, if we don't like one, we'll find another option. But it at least buys us some time and gives us some ability to protect the citizens without using our vehicles as much.
Okay. Any questions?
No, sir. It's good. Good job.
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. Fire department?
Thank you, Council. This year I've got the budget's just about the same as last year. I have three areas that have gone up just a little bit are grill fee related costs. That's gone up about 10%. We had roughly 20% increase in call volume. The drill fees pay for a volunteer response. Capital outlay truck, back at the February retreat. Originally, in the five-year plan, I had put a replacement of my vehicle, which is the command vehicle. At the February retreat, I stated that I felt like it was appropriate to push that off until next budget year. Since then, I've had some issues with my truck that I need to get some cost estimates. So just for the time being, I have it as a placeholder with the desire to still push that off until next year's budget, if possible. And then medical exams went up $2,200. Our volunteer roster has increased by about 15%, and we have more people participating in our medical exams, so that covers that. And of course, the decreases this year, we purchased half of the remaining radios that we needed, the new fire engine equipment, and replacement of air bottles and turnout packs, and turnout gear. Other than that, the other minor increases are just inflationary increases. And then on the lifeguard side, we have no changes except for we increased the starting salary from $18 to $19 an hour. I believe Riceville Beach is currently pushing for $20 an hour. I think they actually got it approved. Carolina Beach is $19.50 to $20 an hour, and I think $19 is it keeps up with the competitiveness of the other beaches. It's not as high, but we have other ways of attracting guards. So. And then last year we purchased the lifeguard vehicle, so that's the decrease in the capital outlay.
You feel pretty good with the returning lifeguards? I mean,
I do. JD said we currently have 24 that have already filled out the application, still waiting on a few more to decide what their plans are. So we have about 2/3 guaranteed that are coming back.
And you try to hire how many?
35.
Any questions for the chief?
Yeah, just for PD and fire, since we just talked about staffing with public works, I know you don't have openings, chief, fire, but you guys may have one. What are you guys thinking staffing-wise? Are you in good shape for getting people? I know you're doing a great job with volunteers, Ed, you're full, but what about paid guys? If you needed one, how does it look for you guys? What are you seeing?
Generally, it takes us a while because we're
division. Yep, good.
So it can generally take us, once we advertise, it generally takes us up to anywhere between 4, 5, 6 months to make a selection and have them begin their training process.
Right.
Or end their training process. So but, it takes us several months.
So if that happens, are you okay with your coverage or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Chief?
Our turnover is very low. We have a highly desired department. Our next up to retire, I believe, is Steve, and he's got another 10 years. So the long term with our current staff looks pretty strong. We get calls all the time about or the opportunities to join part-time or full-time. So. Should we ever have an opening, I don't think we'd have an issue whatsoever with filling.
Good. Because, I mean, you read Wilmington, even Carolina Beach, Riceville Beach are all having problems, so I'm glad you guys are not. Just wanted to understand.
Well, I think that's the key to having that current pay plan up to date.
Right.
And making sure we or compensating our people.
No, I agree with you.
I think a lot of people will, if we're compensating them correctly or fairly, and they enjoy where they're working, they tend to stay here and don't look to move. And then if somebody does move, they probably aren't committed to us anyway. So yeah, I think we're very fortunate.
I know it took Bethany, how long did it take you to fill your slot that you had open?
6 months.
Yeah, so I mean, as small as our departments are, 6 months is a long time. 4 months for a PD, so as long as you guys are tracking it, right? Just let council know if you're concerned. But it's good to hear. That's nice.
Yeah, the only external factor I think right now is we've got a few younger full timers that, you know, they're looking for housing right now, housing around the area. So, you know, do I expect someone to move a couple hours away? I don't think so at this point, but you know.
Yeah, you never know. That's right. Well, I was talking with Pender County, and basically guys will graduate, come to Pender County, work for 2 years, and then go to Raleigh and make, you know, $30,000 more a year, or go to Florida and make like $80,000 more a year. So it's something to be aware of. People are starting to pay more and more for emergency services people because they're all short. And so we just got to keep our eyes on it. And you guys got to warn us when you think it's a problem. Even if you don't got anybody, you got to be watching, because Wilmington and CB and Riceville and Pender all like raise their rates. I know Wilmington's talking about it right now in their budget about raising their emergency services rates, and you know they could buy your guys out. You know. Okay, thanks. I didn't want to take too much.
Okay, any other questions for the Chief Kennedy? Okay, Bethany.
Morning, Council. I don't really have a lot of changes. We are fully staffed now. Really the only normal budgeting item that has increased is computer software, and that's more just the inflation and time. We haven't made any decisions on changing our software at this time. I don't think it's going to be anything that we do in this fiscal year. Kind of have to see what's out there, and we're such a small municipality that there's really not worth paying what some of these software companies want for the programs. The big increase is capital outlay. We put $60,000 into there for the proposal of a department truck. As you know, back in the flooding in September, an unexpected perk to my job was that I had to get down to the Ocean Dunes complex and condemn and evacuate a couple of the buildings there. I think Jimmy happened to be driving by with Ian, and I hitched a ride in the back of his truck from my house on Sailor's Lane to Town Hall to get the documentation needed, and then I got a ride from a local contractor down the Ocean Dunes in order to do that. I did not have the appropriate vehicle to get through any minimal flooding even. Kind of proposing that idea of just a department truck that both code enforcement and building inspections can use. Especially since the similar thing happened back in Florence, I would expect that it's gonna happen again in Ocean Dunes and Riggins with any of the storms that we have coming up.
Unfortunately, yep.
Is a regular pickup truck big enough, high enough?
Well, it's not going to be big enough for the flooding we had back in September. I mean, quite honestly, I wouldn't have made it down into Ocean Dunes and whatever we would have, but just through minimal flooding and debris that we would have in any kind of normal hurricane.
So what kind of truck is that?
We wouldn't need anything major, just something a little higher than my Honda Civic.
But it is a pickup. It's basically a pickup truck.
Yeah, it'd be a four-wheel drive pickup.
Yeah,
right?
Four-wheel drive pickup truck, something that, you know, even code enforcement could benefit from, being able to throw the signs in the back and things like that. It wouldn't have to be anything.
Okay.
$60,000 is probably way more than I would pay for it.
Run out and get a Ford real fast.
Yeah.
They're giving employee pricing.
It And if you look at one of the decreases, we have a pretty significant decrease in the vehicle allowance already. We were basically paying the previous building inspector for his payment on his truck. So I'm not sure we could 100% get rid of the vehicle allowance, but I definitely think at least 65% of that would go away with a department truck.
Yep.
So I think it would be cost effective in the future, definitely within 5 years or so.
Good.
The other thing that went down significantly is that contract lawn maintenance. That's mainly because of the Alabama condemnation that kind of took care of itself for us. We had that budgeted in for the past 2 years. No longer need to do that. So it's back down to its normal $500 a year, which I don't believe we spend very much of, but that's just in case we need to mow some lawns.
Yep.
Other than that, everything is about the same. Our salaries, our personnel costs have gone down a good amount too, and that's just because our both staff members now have limited time in service, so there's just less get paid out for that. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Yeah.
Could I throw out one thing just with the, since again, kind of back on what's going on in the world these days, would it be wise for the council agrees for Bethany to get a truck that we do it in this year?
I think you're probably right.
I was being serious. So Ford is trying to give money back to supposedly their customers, and they just announced yesterday that they're going to give employee pricing to anyone.
I think that might be
Ford
smart.
Pickup. Look, I would take a look at the Ford pickup trucks. That's why I was asking, does it have to be a specific kind of truck?
Right, so
I would look at it.
You know, public works, fire, police, you know, had experience in getting the different things.
Yeah.
So I would get with them, and I know police just bought a Jeep pickup and get a, you know, so there's a lot of different options, but I think it might be wise to do it like now.
So Arlen, do you want a budget amendment at the April meeting?
I'll put one together.
I mean, are we talking about this one department, or are you talking about all?
Well, we can get things without paying the tariff.
It is still undecided, I guess.
Right.
Police, I'm not quite sure what to say, whether they be ready for that right at this point in time or not. I mean, with Bethany, it's a you know, one vehicle, and you know.
Right. Okay, and she has the need for it really right now.
Yeah,
too,
she has the need for it right now. That's why I'm saying sooner.
Yeah, this brings a budget amendment.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation.
So you should probably start that process of putting it in and get it. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Good recommendation, Arlen.
Beth?
Yes, sir.
Dennis had to step away for a minute. Do we need to excuse him? Yeah, he had he comes back. I was going to ask if I need to excuse him. Okay.
Sorry.
Never mind. Okay, any other questions for Bethany or anything about the vehicle with Arlen or anything? Okay, Dennis, we're talking about go ahead doing Bethany's vehicle this budget year.
Yeah, I'm supportive.
Yeah, so he's bringing the budget amendment back. So. All right, Parks and Recreation, Nikki.
All right.
I thought that was in last time.
So the full-time personnel-related increase is all a reflection of the coal merit increase proposed by the finance department and its effects on other personnel-related line items. The biggest increases in our department are the capital outlay, the new equipment that would be a replacement of the playground equipment at the park. I gave you a copy of that quote and some pictures of the potential equipment. So it's a small pirate ship structure made of recycled plastics. It would also include the 2-inch poured rubber flooring that would increase accessibility and also safety, and shade structures to cover and install and delivery of that equipment. The quote is around $141,000, but that doesn't include demolition, so we put in the budget $150,000 to kind of cover if there's some costs associated with it.
So is the sail removable for hurricanes, right? The top part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we were just sitting here looking.
I know, exactly right. It's like, hey.
It's going to be similar to what we have down there.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm good, sir.
Okay.
The other significant increase is related to professional consulting fees, and that has to do with the Joey's Park renovation. But at retreat, we stated that Matsu won't review the Joey's Park renovation plan until we provide at least 50% design development documents. So we budgeted $50,000 for that, and we can continue working with Vinesh. And at retreat, I think I quoted it was around $66,000, but they have since provided us a quote of $49,100. That prevents us from having to do an RFQ to continue the work. But I think it's a critical next step in this process, because even if we want to pursue funding for this project, we would need Matsu's buy-in. Yep. So.
And so is there also money in for the Sandman Park as well?
Did not budget anything for that. At retreat, it was mentioned you were talking to the state representatives,
yeah.
So I didn't put any money.
We didn't include anything for a capital cost to the Sandman at all.
Okay. It's still on our list of stuff,
It's
right?
still on our okay. list of stuff, but I'll I got some comments. I'll talk
okay.
about that in the legislative
Fair enough.
Part.
Okay.
And then we bumped up the Boogie in the Park line item slightly, $3,000. That's mostly inflationary. The cost of hiring quality music continues to go up, and we try to spread that as thin as we can, but typically we get that money reimbursed with RFT funds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the decreases we have, as mentioned, we're kind of phasing out the Boardwalk Commemorative Fish as we're running out of space to place them. We left $2,000 in there because the fish that are ordered from now until the end of this fiscal year, we actually won't see the bill for those until next fiscal year, so there's a little left in there. And we've also able to bring down other town events without continuing the Oceanfront Flicks program. And the same with the sponsorship maintenance. We finished, or at the end of this fiscal year, we will have finished the four-year project of replacing the benches and swings along the boardwalk and in the park. So we've kind of whittled that one down a little, with leaving money in there to continue to maintain those items, as well as the other sponsorship items in our domain, which is like this golf sponsorship and things like that. That's it for Parks and Rec. I can go on to the community center unless there are questions.
Yeah.
Are these some of these, for instance, the equipment? Is this something Friends of Curie Beach? Do you think they qualify for that sort of thing?
I think there's opportunities to give the Friends group this project and say, you know, what you feel like you raise, you know, some funds. This is kind of their initial signature yeah. type thing. Hopefully that there's really no state funding or anything like that for it. There's an opportunity possibly to use some RFT dollars to do that, depending on how much money is available.
Well, I actually built that into the budget.
You built that in, but that's the question.
It's about, I put about $72,000. Yep. That would be a reasonable amount, so about half of it.
Yep. So we're trying to lessen the impact on the general fund budget through a donation or through using RFT dollars.
Any donation's not built into the budget. As
right,
we
yeah,
correct.
The donations are because they're just it's an unknown.
Yeah.
Right. Right, I was just wondering what we could start, you know, kind of pushing on them and encouraging.
Oh, I think once we know what...
They expressed an initial interest in supporting this project.
Okay.
I haven't had any follow-up from them as far as, like, if they have a goal of how much they would intend to raise or anything like that. They did also ask about if they did raise funds, if there was a opportunity where they could put like a wall of sponsorship, which
yep.
you know, there is that wall where the benches are behind the public restroom building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably gladly allowed to acknowledge
oh, yeah.
in that area.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Yeah, I think anything over a certain amount, giving them a sponsorship is a good idea.
Sure.
Absolutely. And I think that would be the way we set things up with the Friends group. That it first had to be an approved project
mm-hmm.
by the town.
Yep.
And we could turn around, of course.
So
of course, if if one organization or one group wanted to pay for the whole thing, then we'd have a discussion about possibly naming or
that's right.
whatever stuff like that. But by putting a sign up acknowledging the help of the Friends of Curie Beach, we'll do nothing but help them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and us.
And us, too.
That's right. No, that's awesome.
I'm glad Nikki great was question. Able to find a ship structure.
Yeah.
That
stays in the theme of what is currently there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully will be...
Because honestly, yeah, I don't know if you can even buy wood structures hard any much anymore. So, and especially in our environment, we're better off with them.
I know.
We're similar age to the boardwalk, so they're in a similar state of repair. Mm-hmm.
Looks good. Kind of related, but before I forget, Connie, you sent out that picture of the Carolina Beach thing they built.
Yes.
We love Carolina Beach or something. But I was driving in town on K the other day, and the Welcome to Curie Beach sign, that as you come in on K, it's kind of blocked by some bushes in front and stuff. We could probably clear that out. But it got me thinking about upgrading the signs on Fort Fisher and K at some point, another Friends of Curie Beach that project that could, mm-hmm. could qualify for yeah. that sort of thing.
And we did give that to the CBB and said, hey, can we have some money for that? And they took it away, and we'll wait to hear back from them.
Yeah.
Because we thought it would be
definitely... Out of marketing.
Yes, marketing money. Yeah.
Marketing money.
Yeah, so we gave it to them and said, hey, what do you think?
Okay, that's all. It's minor.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The community center, pretty simple. I mentioned at retreat that we changed cleaning contractors over there, and we did see the fees for our weekly cleanings double, but the quality of service has also been elevated. And so we've added a $5,000 increase to our maintenance line item to help cover the cost of those preventative maintenance items like the cleaning, HVAC maintenance, and things that continue to increase, while also allowing us the flexibility to continue some of these smaller projects that we are hoping to do, like replacing the electrical blocks to kind of take care of some of the flickering light issues in the building and getting a paint refresh on the interior and possibly replacing the window film
on the front window.
Yeah. So that's the only increase or change to the community.
Did you get the gutters?
They are it's in the works.
It's in the works.
Gutters and a new dry well in between the building and
okay.
the south building.
Okay.
And since Nikki brought that up, what we've done is I've submitted that to FEMA as a mitigation project, so we may get the funding for those two things as
okay.
Future flooding mitigations.
And we did have flooding that it affected the property owner directly behind the community center. That's an ongoing.
Yeah.
As a lot of things are in this, you know, where things seem to be tighter in the old parts of town.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Any other questions for Nikki?
Good job.
All right. Beth, are you taking administration?
I did not plan on it. Arlen, you
and you.
Hey, Arlen, I just wanted to hear her say that. Okay, so.
They've had a lot of increases. I know that.
So I'll just hit some of the big things that I... retiree medical relates to the once someone retires, that you know the town is going to be paying their medical. They get shifted over to the admin department. We pay for that, so there'll be another person there that that we're going to be paying the full cost for. So that's the increase there. Property and liability insurance. We just built in a 10% increase. We don't know the exact amount yet, but that's. You know, it seems to be the trend a little bit, so we're...
I think that's probably low, right? Didn't they approve 19%?
Yeah, but through the league or whatever, just through the...
Ours a little better, okay.
We might be a little bit better. So that's subject to change either direction. But building maintenance, I think we were just looking at, you know, what we've been spending over the last couple of years, disregarding all the work that had to be done in here because of the flooding, but it seemed like, based on, you know, historical trends, you know, we needed to increase there.
Okay. Wow. How much should you do mine?
Some of the other, I think it's just normal increases for supplies, you know, computer service, employee recognition, meetings, just to call things cost more.
Just as we've seen, like with our meals and stuff here, I mean, stuff, especially when you have food provided, that's the reason we cut back on the breakfast and some of the other stuff. It's just the cost of doing all these things have just gotten so high.
Yeah, the catering cost, the catering, we only have really two options here. And we've gone from paying, when I started here for breakfast, it was around $200 for everyone. And the last one was about $800. So that's why we decided it's time to cut back.
Nobody's keeling over from the breakfast we had this morning. So.
That's good.
Mike looks a little.
We're good.
That's right.
So that's my real summary. That's what I wasn't quite ready to do that, but I think that it's like the highlights, the important, the, you know, the biggest things.
Yeah, and just for everybody's knowledge, you know, a lot of these are townwide, like retirees, the insurance. Building maintenance on the whole building, it covers a lot of departments, computer service.
P&L insurance, we just budget the whole amount for the whole town. You know, half of it goes into general fund, half goes into water and sewer fund, but all within the admin department.
Yeah, Any questions? If you do have questions, and we all know Mandy had to, an emergency, had to head out, but if you do have questions or anything, just you can submit them to her and she can answer it to the group, okay?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Arlen, finance.
Well, now we have council budget.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I missed council budget.
Governing body, yep.
So here there's no, the most significant change is what has been asked for outside organizations. And I'll bring that up in just a minute to show you that. The other change, added a small amount to volunteer, governmental and volunteer relations. And I think that was primarily related to the retirement, or not retirement, to the volunteer.
I think it's the volunteer, yeah, appreciation. The increase of that has increased as well due to the increase in catering. We've cut back by holding it at the community center instead of renting out the Marriott or the aquarium to make up the difference, but the catering continues to increase.
So on the contributions, so the outside organization request, so if you go to slide 17, what I've put up there, there's a little, some history actually from the different organizations that asked for money.
Yep.
And then in the blue column, of course, is what they've asked for this year. Everybody that's asked for something, it's the same as the request, same amount as last year. Last year, we had also, for the first time, received a request from the North Carolina Aquarium Society. They did not submit a request this year.
So, regarding that, they did not receive a request, but we're working on a water issue, so this is a good time to talk about that to council. The fire chief and public works director and I have been working with them. There's a water pipe that services them that goes from an 8-inch main right before the Riggins to right in front of the North Carolina Historical Museum. It reduces to 6 inches, then goes back to 8 inches. With their large expansion, they have a water flow issue. So they require 1,000 gallons per minute for their expansion based off the fire code, which the fire chief is responsible for enforcing. They're only getting 702 or something, 680, 72 gallons per minute. We've been working with our engineering firm and we're pretty sure it's that pipe restriction. They're doing the calculations now. About 60 or 70 foot of that pipe is in Curie Beach city limits, and then the rest, another about 640 feet, are outside of Curie Beach city limits. So if the solution is to upsize that pipe, we own the pipe until it hits the city limits. So it's our pipe, and then they own the pipe outside of the city limits, which they think they don't own, but they do, because when we were in discussions, like, show me where any council or any public works director sign that they were taking responsibility for this pipe because y'all put it in, and they couldn't, which I didn't think they would be able to. So we will work with them. They didn't ask for a donation, but we would probably do that pipe in Jimmy's budget, the portion that's in the city limits, if that's what solves their problem. And so when we have the number, we'll make sure and get that to Arlen, and it would be in the public works department. But if the Aquarium Society feels like we're not supporting them and Carolina Beach gives them a big bunch of money, just say, hey, we're allowing you to build your aquarium.
Carolina Beach is not giving them.
Okay. Well, anyway, we will be doing some potential water work to support them if that solves their problem. Otherwise, they have to build a $1 million water tank. That's the only other way to get flow. So we should know in the next few weeks how that's going to play out. Ed, you think?
So, yeah, they hired a third-party flow testing for the hydrants this coming week. And then once the civil engineer gets those results, then he can map out his hypothetical, theoretical flows.
So that would be we'll put it in the public works water budget. As soon as we have information, we'll get that to Arlen. But I just want council to be aware, since if they are asking you, we are supporting you guys. It's just in a different way.
Yeah.
Right? Will they have a cost as well as us?
They'll pay the big cost.
Pay the big cost, right?
And what we'll do is we'll work with the attorney in Arlen to have a memorandum of agreement, and they'll do the work, and we'll just pay the portion that's in the city.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Is there... not really related, I guess maybe possibly related. they had talked about putting in an ocean well to take care of some of the water issues.
You can't use that for fire protection.
No, but does anybody know, are they going forward with the ocean well?
I haven't talked to Hap. I was going to ask him last week at the TDA meeting, and he was not there. So
okay.
I'll see him in the next week or so. I'll find out for sure.
Hadn't heard. Cool. Sorry to interrupt, y'all.
Oh, that's okay. So I guess with these requests, I guess what council needs to decide is how much they want to give these different organizations that have asked for money.
I mean, it looks like no change from last year except for the aquarium, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd leave it. Just leave
for
it in.
Project.
And that's what's built into the budget right now, because that's usually where I start, what they ask for. And I'll just mention that, you know, the Sea Turtle project one, that was in
Bethany's budget, yeah.
And that was required, right? For beach renourishment, yes. Good.
Did we not ask for some numbers about what other council members are being paid?
Yeah.
You did. Do you have it, Arlen?
Maybe
had it, and her laptop has died, so I'm going to, and I tried to text her, but I mean,
no,
she's busy. So I will let her know, and I was thinking we could talk about it. We can bring that information at the April meeting. The next
okay.
One. Sorry about that, but
yeah. No, that's good.
I'm not saying we're going to give ourselves an increase, but we ought to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I've always argued we want good candidates on council, and people don't want to do stuff for free.
She did have it, though. No, she reached
out. I'll be glad to tell anyone the hourly rate we're making. It's pretty low.
I think you've told some people in the SEC.
Oh, I have told some people. In fact, I've given them back their money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And said, don't bother me anymore, which is not probably polite, but they were really bad. So it's only happened twice in 10 years or 15 years or 16 years.
It could happen anytime.
It could happen anytime.
It could happen anytime.
Carry on, sir.
So with that, I guess, you know, whatever Mandy has then for the next time, and if you decide to change anything, you know, we'll just, you know, make sure.
I can't see that being an earth-shattering number.
No. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right, so
back to page, back to slide 10.
Yep.
Legal.
Which is legal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there, I guess with the amount of work that we keep asking Jim to do, what Mandy had built into this one was a 10% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that?
No, sir.
than for elections. Anytime there's a solely a municipal election, we get charged by the county. So that was the estimate, I believe, that Mandy received from the county on what the upcoming the election in upcoming one will cost. And emergency management, we've been maintaining that at about $2,500. Mm-hmm. If you know, if we need anything in the event of emergency, we would take it from there. Any questions on any of those?
No.
Nope. Okay. I guess two committees usually submit requests. I'm just looking to see if they anybody was here from those committees. So the request I got from, I'll start with Shoreline Access and Beach Protection. They've asked for a total of $10,625, which is comparable to what's in the current year budget. Mm-hmm. And I listed out, I summarized what they were asking for. So to replace lost and damaged signs, about $6,000 even better. Brochure that they prepare about 800, COs 2200, and then some different like giveaway items, education giveaway items that they would distribute at events or whatever of 1625. So again, sorry, I think this year their budget is I think 10,425. So I think you know, they're very comparable with the current year.
Would the new signs for the beach go under their budget or that go somewhere else for trash?
Well, that's a good question. It could come from either. A lot of signs come out of their budget,
yeah.
But not necessarily every single.
Yeah, budget. Public we Works probably pays for public lots works? Of signs. We would probably pay for those.
So that'd be Public Works signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look at.
We'll see what money's
there. Yeah. Are available.
That's right.
We would find.
I mean, since we're doing it in this year's budget. If they've already spent their sign budget, Public Works will pay for those. Yeah. If they still have some, we should talk about it.
But I think they still do, but I'm not sure what they have in the pipeline.
That's right. Exactly right.
Well, we may have had more costs for COs than what we anticipated.
Yeah. And we did a budget amendment for COs, I thought.
What's that?
For down by H Avenue?
Yeah, Dennis and I rode the beach, and we saw some. We may need to bump that up in some other areas too. So.
It's the time of year. Yeah. Loves kids.
So, any questions? Other questions on that? Okay.
Nice job.
The other committee was a bike ped. They asked for a total of $10,000, which is comparable to the current year. So, education for members of $2,000. Public education information $2,800. Various education events $3,500. Combination of different things, bike rack, service stand, parking pads, $1,200, and then spot lane connector beautification, $500.
I wonder what the education is for members. I can understand education for the public and education
they,
events.
They go to Bike Walk NC. It's a conference for.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, it's a conference. It's not, okay.
And not all of them
It's not to educate them, it's for them to get education.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're usually a handful of them go to that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's for a conference.
Yeah. And Mo's actually on that board of directors right now.
Oh, okay.
Bike Walk NC.
Okay. Got it.
Right.
Thanks.
Finance? You got that?
Well, that one looks that budget looks a little squirrely to me.
Nothing to see there.
Nothing to see.
Nothing to see.
Correct. The normal, just the related increases for the proposed pay increases with COLA and merit, and then everything associated with that. Retirement rate, like usual, which affects everybody, is going up. Also, the biggest change is in the bank payroll and credit card fees. With the biggest part is the credit card fees. Mm-hmm. So our payment portal is a great success, to the point where, it's driving up our credit card fees, significantly. So because we are paying the town, the approach that we took was the town would pay for those fees. So, so that's what we're seeing here or whatever. We have. Probably close to 60% participation in people paying online, which is, when we first started this, they were saying, if you get 30, you'd be doing good. So it's
When you say, are you talking about bank draft or paying
by credit card? Oh, no, well, bank draft and credit card. So either way, it doesn't matter.
So they charge us a fee for bank draft, too?
Yeah. There's a fee for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But doesn't it make your budget...
That's just free. Additional fee for American Express.
But doesn't it make it... Does it make things easier on y'all?
Oh, it's way more efficient. I mean, we get a report every day that says how much went in the bank, who paid, all of that. We just do a very simple, not upload, but a journal entry, very simple, minimal. It's all automatic, basically, and it posts it to the account. So it's a great savings of person power, you know, time or whatever, and they can do other things. So you know, it makes it extremely efficient. I mean, when we get checks in here or cash in some cases, somebody has to sit there and you know, input the whole thing and apply it and then do the bank process and get the money into the bank. So otherwise it's all automated. It's simple.
Then somebody's got to go to the bank. So
yeah, well, we only go to the bank with cash. When we get checks, we have a remote scanner, so we scan them in from here. So
good.
People actually pay with cash?
We have some, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
There are people that don't want the government tracking.
We actually have some people that pay for a parking pass with
cash.
People pay for their parking pass with cash.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a credit card.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cash business.
Yeah.
I'm Italian, I understand.
Exactly.
By the way, the trash pickup, I know a guy.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
He's got a bid.
Any other questions?
No, I don't think so.
I think we're good.
We know.
And the other thing that's in the finance budget that I know is all the sales tax that is paid on everything we buy.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
So we record that because the next year we ask for a refund of that back. So
that's good.
So it goes in 1 year and out the next year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Or out
that
one
they
year
don't
in
just
year.
Make it that
exempt.
Tax exempt.
Right.
Instead, we have to go through and you have to do this whole.
Why do they do that? Because on my construction projects, we get a tax exempt form and then don't pay sales tax.
The government can't. They can't. It's not the way the statutes are written or whatever. We have to pay it.
And reimbursement.
Then do a whole refund request.
So they're hoping people are lazy on keeping track. Yeah. Okay. The state takes 5% or something.
With any construction that's done, we get the sales tax certificates as part of the payment apps, and then we'll add that to what we get
right.
Reimbursed next year.
Okay, cool. Learn something every day.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But it's ridiculous. There's complaints about it all the time. It's just ridiculous. But anyway.
It's government.
Any other questions about finance? So tax collection, that's just based on the formula, you know, based on what we're proposing as the tax levy and the amount that we pay New Hanover counties. Small increase, just estimated based on, you know, increase in valuation or increase in annual growth or whatever. It's a great deal, so anytime anybody thinks like, well, we should do it ourselves, no, we don't want to. And it's a great deal, so.
Yeah.
Paid parking, I looked at what premium parking provided us for a budget for the upcoming season, and just kind of, it seemed reasonable. You might say like, well, 19,800 increase. I mean, there's definitely a labor, cost increases, and you know, there's some things in there about if incentive payments that they get if they go over a certain amount. I don't know that amount, maybe Dennis does or whatever, but increase a certain amount of revenue over the year before there's some incentives in there. So that's kind of factored in there just in case. Plus, I put a little bit in that we sometimes have expenses that we incur that we charge the parking because they're parking program related, you know, whether it's some issues maybe with the offices that they use or that kind of stuff. So that's where that number is coming from for the upcoming fiscal year.
Do we know how we did in terms of parking permits this year versus last year?
We sold a bunch more than last. I don't have the numbers.
I can provide you that.
But we did sell more. Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'll do that at the end. I'll give an update on
that. Oh, that'll be good.
Or Dennis can, either one of us will.
Someone. Okay, thank you.
So the next area is debt service. There's just paying our existing loans. I mean, we haven't taken on a lot of debt over the last couple of years. We only have done one loan so far this year, which was the garbage truck that we bought back in July, I think. So other than that, we've been paying loans down, and you know, we've tried to take that approach, try to use, I don't want to say fund, but revenues that are coming in to pay for capital projects as much as we could. You know, this upcoming year, maybe, you know, we may look at a couple of vehicle loans, and even if Bethany gets a truck this year, we may look at financing that also. It's much easier to kind of finance vehicles and some other things, because I had inquired about the playground equipment that Nikki talked about. And it was pretty much, you know, back to like, you know, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things like, especially like the stormwater, you know, the outfalls to the beach, nobody wants to finance those.
Yes, they might be gone,
right.
Yeah.
So the vehicles is an easy way, you know, so like everything that, this will come up more in the revenue side, but I'll just mention it here too, is that any vehicles that were included in the budget, so it was, you know, fire, two for police and one for development. So I also budgeted the finance, so there's mm-hmm. there's a loan on the revenue, or loans on the revenue side for that too. So,
okay.
So that's all the different parts of the general fund.
Okay, so I think we're complete with general fund. And Beth, are we good to take a break for lunch?
Lunch will be delivered at 11:48.
48.
Should arrive
yeah, that's perfect timing then.
Wow.
So 47.
It's Jersey Mike, so we can take a break.
Yeah.
I think we could, and then once food's ready, we'll let everybody know. But any other questions about the general fund budget?
No, I just say great job by the staff. 0.3% increase with inflation, if you look out in the world, is amazing. Job by you guys. I mean, that's amazing.
I mean, Arlen, what do you feel? I mean, do you feel like our numbers are good for what people requested, like we talked about for automobiles or other things? That's up in the air, I guess.
I think so, but a lot of these things, again, are very very much up in the air right now. I mean, you know, so we could see everything we hear. I mean,
right.
If we're looking for vehicles next year, you know, who knows?
Right. Yeah. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But, I mean, it's a great start. You guys are on a good path, because that's amazing with the inflation I've seen in every project that I'm working on and in my company. So, nice job.
So, I just saw the sandwiches come in, yeah. By the way. So we'll let her get down the hall before we take a break.
Not distracted by Jersey.
So the debt service... And I know we get a report every month in our agenda packet, but we should start paying down some of our, aren't we at some of the point on some of our rather large?
Well, let me think. So Oceanfront Park, I think we still have
six,
maybe two more years.
Right.
Okay.
Maximum.
Yeah.
We just paid off the land that the Public Works Building is being built on. So that was just paid off in March. This building, you know, we still have probably at least 8 or 9 years.
8 or 9 years, yeah.
Yes. What else? I'm trying to think what else has been.
Didn't we have a stormwater project?
No, we don't have any stormwater. We have water meters.
Water meters.
Even though now we're having...
H Avenue lift station, did we take that alone or we paid that straight off?
We did a combination of things. We still have a loan for that, but
it's not very much.
Getting close.
Yeah, that one's should be getting close.
Yeah, right off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Yeah. There's some small ones. Yeah. Yeah, you're looking back for the. He's looking back for your report. I know it's in your report. Yes.
Yeah, we're paying off the fuel tank.
Yep.
Yeah,
fuel tank, vacuum truck.
I think what else is big. The other larger things we have right now is, you know, the part of the fire truck that we financed. Two garbage trucks,
yep.
And then the water meters.
So yeah, looks like 2027 is going to be a big year for us.
Yeah,
So, okay. All right. Let's take a break, everybody.
12:30? 40 minutes long enough to eat?
It's 40 minutes.
40 minutes long
40, enough 40, 45 minutes?
It's like 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30.
Yeah, let's come back at 12. Let's shoot to come back at 12:30. Let's shoot for 12:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yep.